Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, with a special Valentine's episode. I know it's a little early for Valentine's Day, but I thought it was important that we all do some planning for that special someone. Of course, we want to come up with great ideas on how to celebrate this wonderful sweetheart day. But did you ever think about how complicated it is to select a wine that could add to the romance for Valentine's Day? Well, of course, unless you're very educated or you know your sweetheart's special favorite wine that they like, it might be difficult to pick. So I invited my good friend Joe Bello to the show. He's a sommelier, a wine expert, so he could teach us a little bit about how to select a wine for Valentine's Day. Joe has some great ideas. I'm really excited for you to hear a little bit about what he has to say. So enjoy this amazing explanation from our friend Joe Bello.
Hello, my name is Joe Bello, and I own a wine and spirits distribution company called Bello Vino, which is located in North Huntington, Pennsylvania. I was asked by WHJB to provide some insight for selecting special wines for Valentine's Day to ensure that it is the best day possible and you can give the most amazing wines for your special someone. You have a lot of opportunity and different ideas of what you can pick here in the state of Pennsylvania. You could always choose to do a local wine. There's quite a few local wines in the area. We have some amazing wineries out in this region. I would actually recommend Green Dance Winery as a great example of some local Pennsylvania wines that are very good. Unfortunately, a lot of the Pennsylvania wines get a little bit more fruit forward, and that's just the nature of what we call terroir. So it's a French term that basically encompasses everything that goes into the growing season of wine. So things like the grape itself, how much rain is in a specific region at any point in time, the growing soil conditions, how much sunlight does an area get, and that terroir dictates the flavor profile of wine. So in an area like Pennsylvania, where we get a lot of rain and snow and whatever's going on outside right now, you end up with the unique terroir that creates a more juicy grape. So we do a lot of very great, big, bold, intense, and again, like I said, fruit forward, almost sweet wines in this region. These wines fit perfectly with chocolate. They fit perfectly with a nice dessert, in my opinion. There are some great wines in the state of Pennsylvania for sure, and I challenge you and encourage you to find some fun ones out there. The other option, obviously, would be to buy something through your state store system. Our state's system allows you to buy at a traditional state store, and just recently they allowed you to buy within grocery stores, convenience stores for different brands that are out there. So a lot of the wines that you're going to find in those locations are going to be the bigger brands, the things that you see a lot more networking for, you see a lot more media for, you hear a lot more attention on. A lot of the wines that you're going to see within the state store system are going to be things that really fit the mass market. And I'm not saying anything negative about those. There's some amazing wines that are in that category. I would actually recommend William Hill, which is a Chardonnay that I think is just incredible. It's perfectly buttery. It works with this nice little yogurty characteristic to the background of it. And I actually think same company, it's just part of the E&J Gallo portfolio. You have the Louis Martini portfolio, which I think makes some of the best everyday drinking Cabernets out there. I would also recommend the Pio Cesare wines if you're looking for an amazing Italian wine. That wine is available in your state store system. They have a sister company called Elmo Pio, which would give you more of your fruit forward wines, your Moscato kind of feel to things. And some of those are a little bit more price effective and available again in your state stores. So, a lot of great things you can find within your state store system. And recently, there became another option. And that other option is really where my company comes in. So what we do is we provide wines that are available to restaurants and clubs kind of exclusively. And then we also have products which they call PA Limited wines, PA Limited wines are available for purchase on individual websites. So in our situation, and I will do a shameless plug here, go to www.bellovinopa.com. Again, that's bellovinopa.com. And you can see a lot of the wines which are available for purchase and can be shipped directly to your home. So some amazing wines in that portfolio. And since I know them very well, I will speak to some of my favorite wines for you all for Valentine's Day. I think one of the quintessential wines that is almost necessitous for Valentine's Day is sparkling wine. And if you're going to get sparkling wine, you might as well get a beautiful one. I, in my Bello Vino portfolio, have a wine made by the Bello family vineyards. And believe it or not, we're not related. I met these lovely people while I was out in California a few years back. And the owner of this specific portion of the winery, her name is Chloe Bello, female fashion designer who decided to create a sparkling wine with a stunning package. I encourage you, again, check out on our website, bellovinopa.com. You will see this beautiful bottle that's got flowers all over it. And again, we can have it shipped to you by Valentine's Day if you want some. This wine is remarkable. It is a true method champenois, which basically means that it's champagne, but not made in Champagne, France. It goes through the same method. And for all of the big wine dorks out there, that means that it's made with basically the same grapes, which are Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. And then it goes through the traditional method where it is fermented in the bottle, and then it actually goes through a process called disgorgement, and that means that basically all the yeast cells jump up into the top of the bottle and then shoot out. Super cool process. It's really loud and it's really scary, but it's tons of fun to see in person. But this wine then creates that beautiful effervescent bubble that just dances on your tongue. There's two styles. There's a rosé and there's a regular traditional Brut style. The Brut style is going to be very similar to a lot of the sparkling wines you've tasted in your life. And the rosé is basically just seeing additional skin contact. So in order for it to turn red like it does, to turn pink, they allow the Pinot Noir grape to just stay in contact with the juice a little bit longer. What that does is it brings a little bit more depth into the wine itself, brings a little bit more body, and it also creates this just beautiful, stunning color, and also adds a little bit more texture to the wine. You can find these wines, again, at our website. You can also find them at some of the local Shop and Saves. The Mount Pleasant Shop and Save actually carries these wines, as well as the Norwin Shop and Save. And they're also available at many of our restaurant partners across the city. For those of you who want to pair dinner with your wine, I would always recommend having two bottles. You want to have a nice bottle of white, and you want to have a nice bottle of red. And the thought process here is that a nice bottle of white opens up your palate after you've had that sparkling wine, and can pair very nice with more delicate style foods. Things like chicken, things like fish. And I know a lot of times you get trapped into that bubble of fish with white and meat with red. That's not necessarily true. One of the things I was always taught when I was coming up through my sommelier classes was pair to the body of the food. And I'll explain that for just a second here. So think about milk. There's heavy cream and there's 2% milk. At the end of the day, it's the same thing. It's just, it has a different mouthfeel. So when you think about food, something like a big New York strip steak is going to have a completely different mouthfeel than a bowl of beautiful mussels. So when you're pairing your wine, when you taste it, you really want to think about what is the body of the dish, and the body of the wine should be complementary. So in a situation like a white wine, you're going to want to take a beautiful dish that could hold up in the elegant style and not overpower it. I have an amazing wine from Argentina called Three Sapas. Three Sapas loosely translates into Three Swiss Under the Andes. And it's a great story. It was two winemakers and their dog, that's the third Swiss, who moved down to Argentina to start a company. The company's all built around sustainability. So it's an amazing company to work with. And their entire mission is one bottle, one tree. So while you're enjoying these bottles, you're actually also helping the environment. The white wine that I would specifically recommend from their portfolio is their Viognier. Viognier is a really fun wine because it's very native to that area of the world. It's also a French grape, but it's got a lot of characteristics of Chardonnay. It's got a lot of characteristics of Pinot Grigio, but it works amazing with shellfish, oysters, mussels, clams. It works great with a shrimp cocktail. So it's a nice wine that you could have as your first course and really enjoy the flavor components of the dish that you're trying to pair it with. That Viognier is available again directly on our site to be delivered to your home if you would be interested in that. I would recommend then coming into a very big, bold red wine as the second course. And the thought process, again, is you want something delicate and something intense. That would be the perfect way to share a romantic evening, right? You got your sparkling, you've got a delicate white, you've got a gorgeous red, and a nice dessert. And that's the perfect meal before a nice Valentine's Day. And my personal opinion, one of the best red wines in my entire portfolio is made by a company called Sky Devil. Sky Devil is made by a winemaker named Kirk Venge, who is arguably one of the best winemakers in Napa Valley. And this wine is all made with mountain fruit. And for those of you who have ever been to Napa Valley, there's not really mountains, but there's elevation. Once you get up into the elevation, the wine gets a little bit bigger. And what I mean by that is you're going to get a lot more blueberries and blackberries and cassis and cinnamon and raspberry that jumps out of this wine. It's an amazing bottle of wine. And it's spectacularly rounded on your mouth. You kind of get that, as I was saying, that body where it coats your tongue and kind of sticks there and lingers. It's an absolutely phenomenal bottle. I would highly recommend the Formation. This wine works outstanding with a nice cut of New York strip steak or something that's got a little bit of fat that still runs through it. It also could work amazingly well with a nice pasta dish as well. Something that has some acid that kind of helps elevate this dish as well. So as a quick overview, I would start with Alexandre Sparkling. I would move into the Three Sapas Viognier and finish with a big bottle of Sky Devil Formation Cabernet. Personally, I don't think you can get a better Valentine's Day meal than that. Please feel free to reach out on our website, www.bellovinopa, if you have any questions. I can be your Valentine's Day phone-a-friend. If you're at the state store or you're on our website, which I'd prefer you be, and looking for something amazing, reach out and we'll be happy to point you in the right direction. And just to sweeten the pot a little bit more, we'll even offer a 10% discount code on our website. When you are finished and ready to check out, just type in the discount code WHJB and we will happily take 10% off your order at our website. Thank you again for having me on the show, and I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Wow, what a great, great message from Joe Bello. See, there you go. You get a discount for listening to WHJB. That sounds like a really great opportunity for all of us. And, you know, it's really great to have some insight into what we can do to plan something special for Valentine's Day. I do have to mention a couple of other places that you can go to help plan either a dinner or some kind of experience for Valentine's Day. I always have to call out GoLaurelHighlands.com because GoLaurelHighlands.com does a wonderful job of aggregating all of the restaurants and special activities that are happening for this romantic time of year. So you definitely want to do that. Our friends at the Tribune Review, triblive.com, always do 5 things to do in Westmoreland County for the weekend. So make sure you check that out as well. And then if you jump on Eventbrite and you look at holidays in Greensburg, you can see dozens and dozens of opportunities to do something for what they call Palentine's Day for you and your pals, Galentine's Day for you and your girlfriends, which is really fun. You know, I want to move on now to a very important topic, a gift that you can really give from the heart, and that is the gift of blood. And our friends at the American Red Cross are asking for your help. As you can imagine, the snow and the cold over the last few weeks has forced them to cancel hundreds of blood drives in Western Pennsylvania and beyond. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to the Red Cross about how you can give a special gift from the heart for Valentine's Day. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thank you for joining us on this special Valentine's Day episode. And the reason that I wanted to start the second half concerning blood drive and Valentine's Day is really being able to give the gift from your heart, which is loving, caring for, being compassionate for your neighbors, and giving a gift that is priceless to so many people. And I got a message earlier this week from the American Red Cross that said they have had to cancel more than 400 blood drives in the month of January alone because of the cold temperatures and snowy weather. And this really impacted me. I was really concerned about this. And so I invited Tessie Amaranto, the executive director of the American Red Cross Chestnut Ridge and Allegheny Mountains chapter, to come onto the show for the second half of the show and talk about the critical blood supply issues that we face when hundreds and hundreds of blood drives are canceled. Tessie, thank you for the last minute appearance. I'm glad that we could squeeze you on the show in time of thinking about giving a gift from your heart. So what's it been like out there across the Chestnut Ridge and Allegheny Mountains with the weather?
Thanks for asking, Jen, and thanks for having me on and giving me this opportunity to talk about the need for blood and blood products. You know, we here have just gotten out of the deep freeze. So, you know, when you look all around the country between the cold weather, the freezing temperatures, the wildfires in California, you know, and just look to the south, they had significant snow in, you know, on the East Coast, Myrtle Beach. I was looking at pictures. So that has really caused a significant amount of blood to go uncollected, 12,000 units in January, which that number is just huge. And, you know, and it's still winter. And they're still forecasting, of course, more snow, ice, and cold. So it is so important right now to give that gift from the heart. I always go to blood is not something we can manufacture. There is only one source of blood and blood products in the world, and that is us. And when you think about that, because we've come so far in so many things we can recreate, I mean, you know, the artificial intelligence is everywhere. But the fact remains the only way to save lives is to collect blood. And it's not blood, and blood doesn't last forever. So it's a constant, constant need. Every 2 seconds, someone in the US needs blood. And again, it is only good for a certain amount of time once it's collected, and then it is destroyed, and we have to keep refilling that. So it's just this never-ending cycle, and we just, you know, have to continually keep pushing and pushing to make sure that those blood and blood products are available for those who need it.
And you all do such a good job of reaching out to the community in times of need like this and alerting them. You've probably done what you or people from the Red Cross have probably done a dozen interviews in the last 2 days about this, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And you try to get the word out so that people know. So, okay, if someone's listening to this and saying, you know, this is a great idea for Valentine's Day, I'm going to give this precious gift from my heart to give blood. How can they find out more about it? Like where they can go? Do they schedule? How does that work?
Absolutely. You can go to www.redcross.org/blood/blood is going to be your best bet if you have that. Or you can call us at 1-800-RED-CROSS, which is also another option. But if you go online, you can type in your zip code, put in dates, put in a distance. How far do you want to drive? How far can you go? And then you click on that and it will show you all of the local blood drives in the area and during that time frame. And then you can register right online. It will allow you to win. So you know, Jen, when you get there, you have an appointment. So you know if your lunch break is at 12 o'clock, you can schedule that drive for 12:15, that collection at 12:15 or whatever fits your schedule. So again, it's and it only takes an hour. So if you have a lunch hour, There you go. The actual blood collection portion is only like 8 to 10 minutes. Everything else is collecting the histories and, making sure we know everything going on, getting you set up, and then, of course, making sure that you're good to go after you're done. But that process is the short, the actual blood collection is the shortest. And so you can look as far out as drive, as far out as you want to. And I always tell people, they're like, well, I'm going on vacation. I can't donate. Sure, you can, because if you type in the zip code of wherever you're going, there's going to be a blood drive there. So no matter where you're at, if you have the time, this is just, as you said, it's a precious gift that only comes from us. The other thing I read when I was just kind of going over my materials, only 3% of age eligible people donate. I think that's a just kind of blew me away when I actually saw that number, and it kind of went, really? Just think if we could double that to 6%, we might not have to be on here every week, but it's just an amazing gift. And those who give it, once you've donated, I talked to so many donors who they're just so excited. It is such a heartwarming process. And the other aspect, when you're done, you can, once you're registered, you can follow your blood, Jen. So you can see where your blood goes, and it'll tell you what hospital, if it's local, if it's national. So you follow that journey of that blood. So you actually get, where you helped someone. And what a better feeling than looking down and saying, huh, I just might have saved a life in Indiana, or, helped a cancer patient in California. But I just think that's so neat that they're able to follow the process once they're done.
It's wonderful. Now, granted, there are some people who cannot give blood for various medical and health reasons, but I do want to say there are ways you can make a difference, and that is financially. You do take monetary donations, correct?
Absolutely. There are several ways you can, make a donation online. You can send a donation to your local chapter. You can volunteer. Maybe you can't donate blood, and that is, we understand that. You could work at a blood drive and welcome other donors and thank them for coming. Or you can volunteer in a lot of different ways. There's always something for everyone. And the financial donations, of course, are extremely important when you look at disasters. Because without our donations, we're not there to help people. So fortunately, we are always there. And that means that the American public and businesses and foundations and other nonprofits are extremely supportive of the work that we do.
I think you've given a great overview, especially to first-time donors, right? And that's really who we're talking to today. First-time donors need to know that I think you have to bring an ID, right? And you
Yes.
have to read the waivers and sign them, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then you get to talk about yourself for a little bit, right? You get that whole sort of mini physical.
Yep. And from there, once you've passed that health history, they check. I believe your iron. Don't quote me. I'm not at all the processes, but yeah. And then you just they take you to the table, and like I said, you're only on that donation table for 8 to 10 minutes. And then we have snacks and juice and things to make sure that we get your, make sure you're okay before you leave someone. Make sure that you're okay to drive and don't have any adverse reactions, which I've never seen one. I know they happen, but I've been at many drives, and most people feel wonderful. Not only is their heart full, but they feel fine physically and emotionally when they leave. And again, most of them are just blood donors are some of the most amazing people, Jen, I have to tell you, that I've ever spoken with. You can, when you ask them why they give, they love to tell their story, and their stories for some of them go back decades.
I'm sure. I mean, whether it was for themselves or a family member or a loved one who needed blood and now they're giving back, right?
Absolutely. Those are the reasons we usually hear is, my mom needed blood, or, and we're starting to see, obviously the newer generation, the next generation are starting to find out how important it is and how wonderful it feels being able to donate blood. And, I look forward to years and years from now being able to talk to those donors and get to hear their stories. And maybe they'll say they heard it, here, and, I'll be able to close the circle. But, we just need to encourage it. And give that gift from the heart, because it really can change a life.
And you get refreshments afterward, right? You get a little
You
snack
do.
before you go, right?
Absolutely. We, juice it. I think they, I can't remember who makes the, it's a cookie company, but the donors love them. Every time I'm there, they're like, oh, these are the best cookies ever. So, just, 1 hour of your time to make a gift that means everything to another family, to another person, to a cancer patient, to a young mom for a premature baby, that 1 hour. And again, it may take a little longer. I can't, don't hold me accountable for the one, but I, most of the drives I've been to lately, there you're in and out. It is. We have some of the best phlebotomists in the business. I'll tell you, they're in and out and you get on your way. And again, 1 hour, or more, maybe a little longer, but just, it's just such a rewarding process.
So you love your job, I can tell. But I can tell by the sound of your voice, and you love encouraging people. And a lot of what you do too, I'm sure, is logistics, because you're hiring people to hold these blood drives. You're going out and recruiting people to hold blood drives, to get volunteers there to help. And then the processing of the blood, I understand. I've read a lot about that over the years. And I mean, it's a very complex process. It doesn't just go straight from our bodies to the hospital, right?
That is correct. Thank you for mentioning that. And most people realize I love what I do. But yeah, we are very fortunate in this area. We have a biomanufacturing and processing center in Johnstown. So when that blood is collected, it is taken mostly for this area back to Johnstown, and we have this huge laboratory, and there's just all these moving parts and pieces of where the product goes, how it is stored, how it is tested. Very precise. There's, deep freezers and conveyor belts and technicians everywhere doing tests. Of course, first and foremost, to make sure that blood is safe and any of the blood products is safe. And from there, then of course, after it runs its course through the process, there are, trucks coming, people coming to pick up the product and deliver it to the local hospitals or to wherever it needs to go. So usually it's every evening, it all comes back and then, processed overnight and then sent back out the door. But we are really fortunate to have such an amazing manufacturing processing center so close to us. So it's able to get the product back and really be able to move quickly with it.
Yeah, I mean, these are large, complex organizations that then, if once they process the blood, then it all has to be distributed as well, right, to hospitals. And was your distribution okay with the weather, or was it just focused on collections mainly?
There have been some impacts for hazardous travel if trying to move product to the further away, obviously the more hazards you could come across. So there have been they are seeing some hazardous travel that is making it tougher for us to move the product across wherever it needs to go. So it's really just a kind of a, I don't want to use the term, but perfect storm of, everything from the donations from those who are donating to getting it then back out can have a, just a little tougher to get it out there, but we'll make sure it gets there. If we make sure, we need is to make sure we get the donors in. It's just an amazing team up in Johnstown that I mean, it is one of the most celebrated labs across the country. Very proud to have that in our backyard, and they're very proud if you've ever get a chance to talk to them. Very proud of what they do too. So it's a finely oiled machine, and there's labels and scan, they're scanning every, nothing moves from one room to another without getting scanned. They know where everything is. They have temperature control. If a temperature changes 24/7, someone gets notified because it is a very specific process of what and where and how things are taken care of.
So neat to hear about. 1 hour of your time, approximately 8 to 10 minutes in the chair for the actual blood draw, and you can give a gift from your heart this Valentine's Day. Tessie Amaranto is the executive director of the American Red Cross Chestnut Ridge and Allegheny Mountains chapter. Tessie, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for asking. I'm always happy to talk about American Red Cross and all the services. And we really appreciate you getting the word out, Jen, and helping us to raise awareness about this.
I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.